recorded live at Corolla One Studios with Adam Carolla and board-certified physician and addiction medicine specialist, Dr. Drew Pinsky. You're listening to The Adam and Dr. Drew Show.
Yeah, get it on. Got to get it on. No choice but to get it on. Randy, get it on. Thanks for tuning in, and thanks for telling a friend. We love that about you, right, Drewski?
Yeah, we do.
All right, what's going on with you, buddy?
I never talked to you about the Supreme Court selection. Did you have any thoughts about that? Just wondering. I have another topic for you, too. Go ahead.
Okay. It's impossible. Well, the thing that's... Okay, couple things. Few thoughts. First, I want to thank our sponsors for the show, LifeLock.com, promo code Adam, Visit True Car, and KY Duration. The thing that's funny... You know, Gary, write this down.
Yes.
We talk about it in ACS, but we should take a look at it. Brett Kavanaugh?
Yeah. Yeah, he's the guy.
Okay. It's confusing when you bring it up, and then I go, Brett Kavanaugh, and you go, hmm?
No, I was ruminating about the stuff I want to talk to you about, so go ahead.
Well, just say yes. I don't know what you're talking about. Stop ruminating.
I didn't understand.
Ruminate on your own time. You know what? Go in your own room. And ruminate
all right,
without
right
me.
Okay.
No, when we're done. Okay. Brett Kavanaugh.
Yeah.
Now, in the past, the Supreme Court nominee would like come out there smoking a cigarette, probably take a nip off a flask, and start talking about Iwo Jima or something.
Right.
This is like, I have my wonderful daughters. I coach their soccer team because as a male, I am proud to serve females.
Right.
Hey, sweetie, did we win that championship this year? That's right. Thumbs up. They call me Coach K. I mean, it's Kavanaugh. But the girls, and let me stress again, it is an all-girl soccer team that I exclusively...
I love sports. Wait a minute. I most memorable experience? Going to WNBA game.
WNBA. I love women. I love the labia majora and the minora. And I will coach the shit out of that vagine. And I mentioned anything about chicks? That's all. Oh, just chick talk. Yeah, listen, the part where I'm going to be Supreme Court Justice, we could get mired down in legal talk. I'd rather talk about my 11-year-old because she's a woman. I mean, she's a girl. I mean, all girls are women. I mean, every girl deserves to be a woman.
Non-binary.
It's non-binary. Non-binary. My wife, I brought my beautiful wife with me. I brought my two daughters. I got my stepson. He's out in the van. Didn't let his fucking... His ass out on stage. I don't want that ball sack ruining this moment up here.
Privilege.
Anyway,
he's an embodiment of male privilege over all these years.
When I'm not volunteering to coach the all girls soccer team, win the championship, go Tigresses or Tigers. Down at the WYMCA. What did I say? Y? I mean, not Y. I mean,
YWCA.
Yeah, and not Y chromosome either.
No,
I'm talking about X.
No Ys. Yeah.
No Ys. W. But am I right, sweetheart? I'm my proudest moment. Nothing to do with going to Yale and being elected a judge or anything. That's it's when my daughter scored the winning goal with the other 11-year-olds on that empty field some weeks back. That's it. So. In summation, I love girls, not in a creepy sexual way, and thank you very much. A guy just got there and talked about his daughter for 40 minutes, playing soccer. I've never seen anything like it. Now, of course, it's the new world order, because now he's going to go repeal Roe v. Wade, and we need to make sure that, well, we need to make sure that he loves girls, and we know it. It's unclear to me why you need your 11-year-olds with you on stage for these kind of moments, I'm sure a newer thing.
Let me ask you, what percentage of states do you think, let's say Roe v. Wade gets overturned, what percentage of the 50 states do you think will have anti-abortion laws?
Well.
Not restrictive laws, but like outlaw abortion outright.
If you watch Fox, it'll be... A few, but those few already
have restrictions.
It's already difficult to do it in that area anyway. So it's like it's not a great place to get an abortion today.
Right.
And it'll be a certain percentage. I think I talked to Mark Garagos about this, and I don't know what he came up with, 10, 8, or whatever. The minority of states, okay, and you'll be, states. You'll be, I have something like it. Okay, you'll, so, they'll be a neighboring state or what have you. Okay.
Now, I want to arm you with this because this is the part.
But wait a minute. If you watch MSNBC.
All the states.
Oh, that's not. It's not all the states abortion will be illegal. All the states, they will attack women's health right, healthcare right to make decisions in healthcare. Like, it's not abortion. It's women will not have the right to get their teeth cleaned at a dentist or mammogram. Like, that's, it's women's, it's not, it's not reproductive anymore. It's just health. They'll not be able to make their own decisions.
My radio partner pulled that on. She goes, I won't be able to get my birth control. I go, oh, yes, you will, because me and my profession will make sure you can. Trust me. I will give it to you personally if that's what you want.
The reality is, hey, let me explain something to everybody. As much as there's Chicken Little running around, we don't undo a lot of social progress. There can be, this administration raised taxes. This administration wants to lower taxes. So that's a yo-yo that goes around, and I get that part. But when you hear these guys, and I mean, you could hear their speeches of like Ted Kennedy saying, when these guys get in, black folks are going to be sitting in their own place at the lunch counter. Women aren't going to have rights to, they're going to subjugate this group and Japanese internment camps. And it's like, we don't socially go backwards. Mm-hmm. We go backwards with tariffs and we go back and forth. I don't even know if you can argue backwards. I'd like to go fucking backwards with taxes and get it down to something manageable, but social issues, all the stuff, all the doom and gloom about black people eating at a separate counter and stuff like that. We don't go back there. We just don't. Things change, and there's elements of Hobby Lobby's not going to have birth control. They'll have this kind of birth control. They're not going to have the pill. But that's one place, very isolated, and very, you'd have to work for Hobby Lobby to be affected by that. And Hobby Lobby's not going to stop you from buying birth control. They're just not going to provide it. It's a big difference between not providing something for free and denying access. Bad example. I brought Gary lunch today, but how often do I buy lunch around here?
It's rare.
Right. How often do you eat lunch?
Almost every day.
Would you say that that was me denying access to your lunch, or would you say it's not me providing it for free?
Oh, I have access to any lunch I want.
All right. So there you go. There you go. Yeah. Problem solved.
Right.
Someone should talk to MSNBC and explain to them, hey, that's how you define things.
The other thing is New York Times actually ran a really responsible article about this, where they were saying, it's time to stop the rhetoric about the back alley abortions. Because abortion, the majority of abortions right now, it's a pill. You take a pill and you go home.
Well, that's now.
No, that's always.
But what happens when he restricts ability?
So you go to Delaware, you take a pill, and you come back to Maryland, and you go to bed.
Right. But then they start coming after the Plan B and the condoms and the Norplan. They're coming after everything. First off, how's that going to work? Good luck. And usually it's – look, I tell people I don't trust the government to spend my money efficiently, but I trust them not to collect my retinal scan when I'm doing clear over at TSA and they're doing a retinal scan. I trust them not to put that into a database that says serial killer and then come to my house and drag me out of it and put me in leg irons and throw me in a hole in Guantanamo Bay because there's nothing in it for them.
Because they can.
See, there's this thing. It's like, once they get that information, well, first off, this is presuming they're evil. I don't think they're evil. I think they like my money. They want me out on the street. I'm like one of their best prostitutes because with little to no grooming, almost no expense when they turn me out, they're getting a nice return on me.
Yeah, you don't even use soap in the shower.
Yeah, I was warehouse. And now look at the return they're getting on me.
God.
What I'm saying?
Yeah.
I don't, this thing of like, you got to find, they even find Ted Kennedy, 1987 speak in front of Congress or whatever. It's like putting you back in the separate lunch counters and stuff. This stuff, you know, the other thing that's interesting about this kind of talk, it's been going on for a while. People look at it as, Trump got in and this kind of...
It's just gotten violent now.
It's gotten stupid. But what I'm saying is there's something that's going on with the language, which is making abortion illegal is not denying women health rights. You know what I mean? Like that, or I'm confused.
Well, I guess the slippery slope thing again. But I had a very strange argument with anti-abortion woman today.
Anti-abortion.
And she was talking. She was very pro-Kavanaugh. Like,
wait a minute.
She's against abortion.
Yeah, I know. But aren't we just calling those pro-lifers?
Pro-life. Yeah.
Okay. Because it gets confusing.
She's pro-life, and somehow I started talking about how people. This whole thing is so insane because people are advocating all kinds of crazy things without understanding the science. And I go, they haven't caught up with the IUD yet, which is essentially an abortive phase, and it causes abortions because it prevents implantation. And she goes, no, it doesn't. And I go, well, of course, let's just agree life begins at conception, not implantation, and let's just call it what you want to call it. It causes an abortion of that potential life. No, it doesn't. It prevents ovulation. I go, it's a copper wire sitting here. You're just irritating. What the hell do you think it does? It prevents ovulation. And I go, well, maybe the progesterone impregnated one does to some extent, but the copper seven, she became unable to speak.
There is no, yeah, people. It's
because I thought to myself, oh, she has a copper seven in and she's anti-abortion. What is she going to do now?
Right.
Just to run to the doctor right this second. Because the people don't even understand what they're talking about.
We're going insane. I'll play the, I'll tease it, but there's a great clip of Kennedy from 1987. So we're getting on. Well, isn't it 30 years old? Let me figure out. No, 20.
40 almost.
No. You're going the wrong direction.
No, it'd be about 31.
31 years old.
Okay.
31 years old. It's over 30 years old. When I play this clip of over 30 years old, you're going to go, oh, it's like yesterday on MSNBC. But I'll play a clip of, not a no-name. This is Kennedy. And he's talking about Reagan's SCOTUS nominee, Robert Bork, when everyone went nuts. First, I'll tell you about KY Duration. Happy couples. They don't talk like me and Drew talk. Mm. They discuss what they want in the bedroom. They use KY
Duration. We do that, too.
Duration. That's true. many men want to last longer to satisfy their partner and use tricks to distract themselves from enjoying the moment. Thinking about baseball, grandma, Vietnam, who wants that? KY Duration. It's an endurance enhancer that helps men temporarily prolong the time until ejaculation. Designed by the experts over at KY, it has an FDA-approved active ingredient to help him take control. So that he can extend the pleasure for both. Why would you go anywhere else? KY Duration. How about it, Drew?
Pick up your KY Duration today. Available at all major retailers, drug and grocery stores, and online through Amazon. KY Duration is an OTC product. Use as directed.
KY Duration. All right, I'll play this clip from 31 years ago talking about a conservative potential Supreme Court nominee by a conservative president, so it's sort of the same thing we're living right now, but this is 31 years ago.
Bork sent people a reel in a bit. Go ahead.
He did.
Robert Bork's America is a land in which women would be forced into back alley abortions, blacks would sit at segregated lunch counters, rogue police could break down citizens' doors in midnight raids, and school children could not be taught about evolution. Writers and artists would be censured at the whim of government.
All right. Back alley abortions. You think one Supreme Court justice is going to get those lunch counters? That's his world. He wants those lunch.
So weird.
Is there an interview with Robert Bork where he's explaining there needs to be two lunch counters, one for one in black? Or did Ted Kennedy just kind of take a little creative license with that one? Now, here's the bigger question. Who watches Ted Kennedy and goes, oh, my God. This guy's a soothsayer. We can't nominate this guy. We're going to have extra lunch counters put in every every diner for black people because that's what he wants. Also, isn't it a little bit... It's a little insulting. Like, if I get divorced from my wife and I say to my kids, well, you can choose to give your mom full custody, but she's going to put you in the stockade and feed you gruel and put cigarettes out on you. And
that's her plan. That's the world she wants.
That's the world she's wanting. So if you want that, then go ahead and give her full custody. This is a little bit sort of insulting their intelligence. Like, don't they go like, that woman over there? Like, I never like said her. Anything about that before. Like, now, here's the deal. When Robert Kennedy prepares that speech, oh, not Robert Kennedy, Ted Kennedy prepares that speech. See, this is why I'd be a horrible politician. If somebody ever handed me that, I'd go,
come on.
Yeah. I'm not going to say that. It's two lunch counters. Like, the government, the jackbooted thugs are going to just like knock on your door. Like, sir, have you been water painting? Yeah. What are you painting? A bowl of fruit. A non-government approved bowl of, get him! Like, doesn't Ted Kennedy know? It's weird. I mean, where's the integrity? Like, I feel foolish. You feel like an idiot. Like, if somebody's going to hand me this, I can't read that. It's going to seem stupid. One more time, Gary. Sorry. It's just...
Give me just a moment here.
It's just... It feels weird. I would never... No. I would never... Drew, could you do that?
No. No, it'd be just the same as going the other way.
I'm telling you, I was hosting a conservative talk radio show the day Kathy Griffin came out with the head cut off ketchup picture, and they all came running into the room like in the first commercial. It's like, Barron Trump saw it. Barron Trump's traumatized. And I was like, now say that. And I was like, no, I don't know that. And I don't think he's traumatized. I don't think he thinks his dad is dead. There's reports. And I just remember going, I feel stupid. I mean, I don't agree with what Kathy did, but let's see if we can keep a little integrity here.
Yeah.
I don't know anything. I don't know what Barron Trump knows. You don't know what Barron Trump.
You're zeroing in on something interesting here, which is maybe important, which is people need to sort of check their own barometer and their own integrity in what they say. Like, don't just say it. Like really just think about it. Don't feel stupid saying that. Don't feel a little silly.
Yeah, Ted, get back to getting drunk and chasing skirts. Let's focus on, let's keep our eye on the prize here. Let's see about Robert Bork's
America. Robert Bork's America is a land in which women would be forced into back alley abortions. Blacks would sit at segregated lunch counters. Rogue police could break down citizens' doors in midnight raids. And school children could not be taught about evolution. Writers and artists would be censored.
Does that sound like anything's going on 31 years later? By the way, thank God Bork never made it in, right? Because they're always unclear, Drew. Do you have to be pregnant to be forced into a back alley abortion, or could we just do that to anybody?
You have to be pregnant. Well, who
he
knows?
Said women.
Well,
he
you say, could.
He didn't say pregnant women.
We said it could. Anything's possible. You could.
He said women.
Yeah.
Not pregnant women.
Yeah, you're right. How about men?
Ooh. Well, he said women. To be fair to him. All right, he'll be
non-binary.
Missed.
Non-binary.
He'll be missed. Danny, 29, New York.
Hey, how's it going, Dr. Drew?
Yeah. Hey, by the way, that's Ted Kennedy at 62. Like, that's just where you've evolved to? Like, it's insane, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
All right. What's up, Danny?
Hey, my question is, I'm currently taking 150 milligrams. I know this is totally off topic. 150 milligrams of Effexor, Pemlifaxine. Mm-hmm. For 3 months, I haven't noticed any changes in regards to my my anxiety or my tension in my body. So I brought this up to my psychiatrist, and he prescribed 5 milligrams of
0.5 milligrams.
Point 0.5 milligrams of Klonopin.
At nighttime, at bedtime.
Throughout the day, actually, he said take 2 pills, but cut one in half and then one at night, one full one at night.
So you take 0.25 in the morning and 0.5 at night.
Yes.
That's okay. I mean, that's a good anti-anxiety medicine. You don't want to take, you know, it's something that you get some withdrawal from, so you have to be careful with it. But as long as you stay under a milligram per day, you're in pretty good shape. And it is pretty effective against anxiety.
Specifically, like body tension and stuff like that.
What's going on at 29, Danny? I hate to go all old school on everybody, but when I was 29, no one even knew what anxiety was. It was just like, fuck, we got to go to work.
Yeah, well,
like, what do we eat? Free food? Yeah. Where? Like, that was all the anxiety we'd have is like, hey, if we get to the Christmas party in the parking lot of a construction site, someone drank all the Budweiser, we're going to be fucked. Like, that was our anxiety at 29. Where's all the someone's anxiety kicking in?
Well, I mean, I've had a pretty rough past, domestic violence, you know, experiencing domestic violence at 10 years old, stuff like that.
Is perpetrated upon you?
No, just experiencing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Have you had any psychotherapy?
Yes, I've been seeing a therapist for about a year now.
Okay.
All right.
So you have a good team, you're doing work, it'll get better.
Here's what I would say to everybody. Sorry. Who's nice. Experiencing anxiety.
Mm, that's me.
And is on some meds or thinking about some meds. I would do it. Here would be my deal with you. As long as you are living a little bit of your life. You know when beer makers come out with their summer brew?
Yeah.
And they show those commercials of the chicks in the cutoffs, like taking the rope swing into the lake and running with the dog and like chucking the big wood piece of driftwood at the dog. The dog's chugging in the surf or the beach and stuff like that. And then they're in a Jeep and they're going like over the sand dunes and everyone's good looking. And then at night there's a bonfire. They're holding a beer.
Sure.
If you live a little bit of your life that way, like you get out. You get moving, you chuck a stick to a dog, you take a hike, you go mountain biking. Like, if you live some of your life that way, like you get out and you go on a big old long mountain bike ride every Saturday, or you get with a group of people, Drew.
With a bonfire.
Group of people with a bonfire. No, but you get a group of guys. Like, there's something you do.
No,
or
I
girls.
Understand what you're
or
saying. Something you're engage. Into. Engage.
Engage.
Engage and community. Both good, great advice.
If you're going to sit home, watch TV, and take the meds, I'm out.
No bueno.
If you're going to get out and get busy and engage, then I'd say do it, and I'll bet you'll find the meds less necessary.
Correct, but it's hard, man, when you're really having bad symptoms.
I get
it's
it.
Hard. But yes, I agree with you.
But you must participate. I'm the doctor that is saying I might think about performing this gastric bypass surgery if you can lose 50 pounds.
Yeah.
And if you're not going to participate with me, I'm not doing it.
Yep.
Thank you. And I'll tell you about LifeLock. Ironically, thieves are turning back to stealing from mailboxes. Did you know that, Drew?
Yeah, because I've had stuff stolen out of our mailbox.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, la-dee-da.
Yeah.
Thieves use sticky rat traps applied to strings.
Oh, Jesus.
And they drop them down the government-issue mailboxes. Think about how good that would work, though, right?
Yeah. Those are damn sticky.
I'd probably end up with the penny saver every time. Damn it. Again, the penny saver? Again. So many threats in today's digital world. Good thing LifeLock Identity Theft Protection now includes the power of Norton Security. For added protection, LifeLock uses proprietary technology to help protect against identity theft. Like your info for sale on the dark web, Norton helps protect against online threats like ransomware. If you have a problem, their agents will work to fix it. Dr. Drew.
Does Penny Saver still exist?
No.
Oh.
I don't know. Maybe.
No one can stop every cyber threat, prevent all identity theft, or monitor transactions at all businesses, but new LifeLock with Norton Security is able to uncover threats you might otherwise miss. Go to LifeLock.com or call 1-800-LIFELOCK. Use promo code ADAM for an additional 10% off your first year. That is promo code ADAM for an additional 10% off.
Oh, we got a good grit commercial, a good grit question from Matt, 49, Ohio. Yeah, Matt?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah, man.
Big fan. Mm-hmm. So I've got two boys. They are 18 and 20. They're basically good kids, but they don't seem to have a motor or a lot of grit. And I, you know, it makes a little bit of friction at home because I kind of can't get them up and moving or working or those kinds of things. And I'm wondering if you guys got a little bit of advice or I mean, I know, Drew, you've got some fantastic kids who are overachievers, and Adam, you've got Natalia. But
I just yelled at my son this morning, and I don't know, Drew, you can tell me what you think of this. And they have kind of a sense of humor, but I said to my son, I found Phil had a big tick on him the other day, right? Uh-oh. And I had to pop it off. It's a tweezer, but I said, this guy's getting, I said, look, somebody's going to need to like comb this dog out, you know, twice a week. Like go out on the porch, get the comb, get the brush, the dog brush or whatever. And it's an empty. I always just say, I'll get Olga to do it. Poor Olga. It's like, someone's got to tell Olga. The biggest responsibility is tell Olga to comb the dog out twice a week. These are all bridges.
Way too far.
And it's weird when you're making proclamations and you know in advance it's not going to happen. It's a sad state. Yeah. Anyway, I said to Sonny, you should get a brush. Get mama to get you like a brush online or whatever, those ones that fit in your palms with the rubber thing, and give that dog a brush out like twice a week. Again,
yeah,
it's never going to happen. But he pushes back and he says, he's laying on the floor, by the way. He says, it's Natalia's dog, you know. And I said, and Natalia wanted the dog. And when Natalia's not going to do it, it's never going to happen. I literally had a tick in my bed the other day. Yeah. And it was because Phil, like, sleeps on top of my pillow.
Jesus. So you got to de-tick the dog. There's ways to do that.
Yeah, I get it. We got to do that. And he's got to be, like, brushed out and checked every.
I am really concerned about this summer with the homeless thing and tick and flea-borne illnesses. I'm really concerned.
This will be part of what I espouse to my family when they're watching TV later on.
When you get rocking around a spotted fever and you're sitting in front of them with breaking out in sweats and spots.
Well, that comes later.
I'm just telling you, there is going to be some – you told me about – you made me feel good about the political thing. Let me make you feel bad about what's going to happen this summer from an infectious disease standpoint with the homeless thing. I'm telling you, the animal tick and flea vector from the rodents is going to be unbelievable.
So we have that to look for. Okay.
Yeah, so get him de-ticked.
We're doing that. Yeah. Anyway, I announced the dog needs to be brushed out twice a week. Please, somebody do this. Yeah. I'll just pay for everything, but somebody do this. There is the problem with my house is there's no calendar. Like, the things don't get written down or anything. Yeah. So it's like, maybe it'll happen once. It'll happen once, and then it's not going to happen. I get it. But I shouldn't have to get it, but I get it. Mm. And my son just looked at me and he's like, let Natalia do it. I blah, 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 blah. And I said, you're going to be 25. You're going to be sitting in your therapist's office and you're going to be going, my dad would just let me watch TV and play video games all day. And I never learned how to do anything because he wouldn't let me. He never taught me anything. I said, that's what you're going to be saying to your therapist.
What do you say?
Just laughed and like. Had another draw off a menthol cigarette and went to his room with this lady. He's got a lady friend staying with him for a while. She's in from Portland, I think.
Oh, my God.
There is no – the thing that's – it will ultimately be my fault, but let's have it for the record that Daddy's explained a million times this is how it works. There's nobody I can talk to at my house about it, but that's how – this is how it gets done.
Yeah.
You need a calendar. You need to write things down. You need to do it at a certain time. You need to get a thing. The thing needs to be put in a place where you know where it is. Like,
yeah.
Okay.
Hey, True Car. I want to remove excess weight from your car to improve mileage. Get a piece of keep fob on your chin to increase the range. Here's another tip. True Car. Mm-hmm. Provides used cars from a True Car certified dealer network and a nationwide inventory of nearly 1 million used cars. You can enjoy real pricing on actual inventory. So you see what others paid. You know you're getting a good deal. You lock in a real price that's fair because you see what others paid. And what you've locked in is for literally actual inventory on a True Car certified dealer's lot. And you enjoy a simpler buying experience. Whether you're buying new or used, you enjoy a faster buying experience when you connect with a True Car certified dealer. And when you're ready to buy new or used, you check that scatter out. You see what others are paying. You get that deal. You lock it in. Actual inventory. 1 million used cars out there. Do not forget that. Whether you're ready to buy new or used, check out True Car and enjoy that more confident car buying experience. Some features not available in all states.
All right. Hey, Matt, line one. Yeah. Yeah, I look, I don't know where your wife is at with this stuff. I think it takes a united front. I have trouble at my house because I think much differently than my wife about things of this nature. So it's hard.
Yeah,
it's sort of hard to enforce.
Sometimes, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't.
What?
I don't know when. You know, it's like, hey, get out there and do this. When did that start becoming mean? You know what I mean? There's this horrible turn. Again, it's more Drew's world that is bathed in Massengale, which is like you sort of saying, hey, here's how it's going to work, is somehow you being mean. It's not you being mean. It's you explaining life and giving important muscle building.
As they say, you are the message. Maybe the messenger is what's making the mean feeling.
No, I don't. People in my house don't do anything I say to do, so I just stop. I just let them do whatever they want, right. But that's not good. No. But I don't have any other recourse. You know what I mean? Like, yeah.
Well,
hey,
that's what's happened to Matt, it sounds like.
Right.
Yeah, I'm kind of in that same boat, Adam.
You got to make a shitload of money, buy a warehouse, and put it full of cars, and just sit there and drink beers all day. Like, that's the only way to.
Why are your kids not in school?
They are.
He didn't say they weren't in school. It's summer break.
And, is it summer break? Is that the deal?
Yeah, that's the deal.
They're going to learn one day that they're going to have to get off their ass and get going. I'm totally confused about this instillment thing because I'm not able to instill anything in anybody. So I don't know how it works. I would hope that you and your wife like got on the same page. That'd be a beginning. And I got the nanny on there. I got Olga on that page.
It's good.
Yeah. Lynette's theoretically there, but she's not there in the execution implementation of it. She's just there with the, I'm with you. All right. Or you just have to make more money, figure it out. But I agree. I kid about it, but I really do worry about the softening of everybody and how just sort of weak and lethargic everyone is. And I can't talk about it anymore. It's just there's nothing to do.
You know, my thing is
sort of go in the room and shut the door.
Push the academics and make them build the grit there. Make them go to summer school.
I don't like academics. All right. Baseball and chill. Big 12, new podcast on One Sports Net, Baseball and Chill, and the Big 12 podcast. You can listen to it at Podcast One, and you get the podcast1sports.com and the Podcast One app, and check it out. Tell a friend. Give it a nice review. Go to adamcarolla.com for all you need. Live shows everywhere, and Chassis. Check that out. Uppity's coming up. And what else you got, Drew?
Go to Drew.com. Check out the pod. It's all calls, this podcast. People like that one. And check out the contact list for us. We'll send you emails.
So, until next time, Adam Carolla for Dr. Drew saying, mahalo.